Lady Saving Pete.
All right, back for the Friday edition of Podchat Love Island. Just myself, Dustin in here, and Sarah.
Yeah, I'm back.
And it was kind of a crazy night last night on Love Island.
Yes.
I wasn't expecting for there to be a exit by someone.
No. I mean, every time Sophie comes in, you sort of think there's probably someone getting dumped or they have to choose or there'll be something that bad that happens. But the fact that they just had a dumping and then one straight after.
Does Sophie Monk not have the easiest job ever? Like you see her once a week and she's probably making bad.
And I love how she's always in these beautiful little skimpy dresses, big heels, looking smoking hot. And she just struts her stuff through the, you know, Australia's hottest singles. And she's like, I'm the top.
She must be flying a lot because she must. Yeah. Only be out there for the night or whatever they do the dumping and then she comes back.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
And then she would go back. She's not just hanging out there. No. Well, I don't, otherwise, it's the easiest gig possible. So let's talk last night because we spoke yesterday about the fact that our guy Owen and Jessica were going to the romp room or what do they actually call it? It's the...
Yes, the hideaway.
The hideaway.
Yeah.
We expected big sparks.
Oh, yeah, especially after seeing her in her sexy little lingerie.
She did look good.
And then to hear... I love the way they produced it and edited this, how Jesse's telling the girls, like, he told me to put my T-shirt, like, borrow his T-shirt if I was going to get changed.
How weird is this? Because Owen seems like this macho dude that would just be like, you know, in his striptease, he's ripping his clothes off. He'd be ready to get down.
Yeah. Unless he was really nervous and he felt the pressure of, oh, I shouldn't sleep with this girl, especially if I'm, you know, looking for someone else that might come in, it might ruin my chances. Or he's just being a genuine and nice bloke.
I know, really.
Not many of them out there, though, so.
But I'm thinking, is there a chance, and, you know, I understand production, is there a chance that they produce different versions of the, per se, what happened in order to pick what's going to fit best with the show at the time?
Maybe, because the way, you know, it had Jesse telling the girls and they were having a good old cackle over that, that nothing happened. And then you go to the boys and Owen's like, yeah, nothing happened. And the guys are like, it just went really quiet. And they're like, nice. You know, and all the blokes are just waiting for this big, oh, yeah, and it didn't happen.
And I feel like they're one of the couples that is very much like PDA. They kiss a lot. They show each other. And then to be like that.
And I think Jessie, I feel like she wanted something and then not get anything. I feel like she's a bit turned off and a bit like.
If a girl wears lingerie like that, she's saying yes. No, I don't want to say.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
I pull that back.
She's obviously making an effort to make herself look nice. And I think the way she was sitting on him and whatnot, I think she wanted it. But he obviously pulled back a little
bit. So what do you take from that? As a girl, in that instance, what's your natural reaction to, we just got to spend a night in a secluded place and we have to go back and spend every day with everyone else. What does that tell you?
I guess I think maybe he is thinking, okay, this could be on national television. My mum's watching.
Facts, yes, true.
And I've only known this girl for a week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it is. So unless he's actually thinking like nicely like that, otherwise... Yeah, I don't know.
I kind of agree. I do get that. And I know, you know what, I hope that lots of them do believe the thought like, yeah, the world is watching us. Mm-hmm. Maybe let's try to behave a little bit. Yeah. But I just feel like if you're going on that show, you're in the mindset that you don't care.
And after that strip show he put on.
Come on.
You thought he was going to be raging for it.
Right, exactly. So that kind of was an interesting part of the show because we expected to come on tonight and her walk and be like, oh, my God, it was amazing. We did this, blah, blah, blah. Now you kind of go, is there fractures in that relationship?
I feel like she's let down. I feel like he's just with her because he's, you know, in a strong couple for Australia, like to vote.
And it's kind of like I compare it to Survivor because I think at the beginning you just stay really strong to your alliance because you don't want to shake the ship early. Because that's how you get thrown out.
So I reckon that's probably maybe what he's done, but I reckon he's turned her off. I reckon she is so suited to one of the twins.
Mm-hmm. So the twins finally shaved it. One shaved their hair last night.
I think that's a great idea because now everyone else can tell the difference as well.
I missed that portion. I came back in and Eric and my partner was sitting there and I go, wait, what happened? They both shaved their hair? And they go, no, just one. I go, all right. They did that on purpose so we could tell who was who.
Because I think it suits him.
Yeah, it does, definitely.
I like it.
So the difference, so wait, who's got the shaved head?
Luke
has the shaved head. Mm-hmm. So Luke has the shaved head now. He's coupled up with Cassie.
Anna? Oh, God.
No. Shaved head is with Cassie, okay. And the Anna is with the long hair.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yes. So let's break down what happened last night in the recoupling.
Yes. Now, what did happen? Let me remember.
So last night, there's a not a random, but out of the blue.
Yeah, the twins have to choose someone.
The twins have to choose someone.
And so, obviously, Anna and Cassie, they got chosen. Mm-hmm. So they're off the books now and coupled up.
So Josh with the long hair.
Yes.
He is now with Anna. So she got stolen.
Yes.
No, not stolen because she wasn't coupled up yet.
I forget. No, she was with Jared.
She was with Jared.
Because Jared was the one where he was like,
oh, Jared.
No, everything's going pretty well. And Anna's like, Katya.
Jared representing Perth, West Australia, and he is not doing great right now. So Josh is gone, and then Luke decides for Cassie.
Yeah. So I wonder how Luke and Josh decided, you know.
Well, like I said to you guys yesterday, they were going to go with someone different because they would be silly
to go for the same person and risk
one of them leaving this early on. Because right now they've got the best chance at winning the
$50,000. Mm-hmm.
And they probably have a deal like you get 25, you get 25.
Yeah, I would.
You would think?
I were them.
If you had a twin?
Yep.
All right. So,
So then we've got Vanessa and Matt.
Yes.
Who went through a bit of a suki la la thing last night. Like, Matt, that's so funny because it's a side I hadn't seen of him before. I thought he was going to cry.
You know what, though? I feel like we've seen it coming.
Yeah.
He's very much tense and. Yeah, and
he
cared so much about the fact that Sam was trying to chat to her, and he like really like showed his emotions about that. So last night it happened, and I was already over it.
Yeah,
I'm like, Matt, take your woody dancing body away.
And I thought it was funny where he was like, Vanessa, you know, everyone's saying like, as soon as this is finished, you're just going to dump me. Like, you're going to be off on your own. Totally, I do not see them staying together at all. I feel like she's, you know, just. That's who she's coupled up with. She likes him, but when they're out in the bigger picture,
someone else is going to come on and throw like a real like go at her, and she's going to be like, "All right, you know what? Matt is all right.
Yeah.
He's doing the job right now, but he's not really the one that's going to get me there."
Mm-hmm.
So they're together.
Yep.
You look at the two duds. I hate to say that, but everyone knows who we're talking about.
Yes,
Maurice and Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
They couple up.
Yep.
I guess it's smart.
Yes, because they're not really, I mean, that into each other. You can sort of tell. I think they're just like, okay, this is good. It's working until the next person comes.
Cynthia hasn't kissed anyone outside of the game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't think she has either. Or not that we've seen anyway.
Has Maurice?
Yeah, Maurice, I feel like, kissed someone.
Early on?
Yeah. I can't remember who it was.
Well, he was paired up with, who was Maurice paired up with? He was paired up with Jessie early. And I don't know if they made out or not.
I don't think they did.
I think we're going to have to go back and look at some tape on that one.
And then, obviously, who else is there? Jessie and Owen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just waiting for that to go to shit. I mean, I think it was pretty funny when they were having the chat the other night, not last night, the night before.
Yes.
And the voiceover guy was like, I give it 3 episodes tops.
The voiceover makes it.
It really does.
He's like, we're 6 minutes in and there has not been any fights yet. What is going on? This is not allowed on Love Island. All right, so we have those two together, and then we have the people's couple, I want to call them, Adam.
Oh, yes.
And Cartier.
Yep.
They still look sweet and happy.
Yeah. I think Adam's like such a genuine guy. When you see at the end of the night when they had to do the dumping and, you know, they had to vote them out, which is pretty harsh on like, you know, you'd feel so, oh, I thought I was your favourite.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam, like, he was choking back
tears. He showed emotion.
Yeah.
I was very intrigued on that because they've been in there for a week and a half and are they that close? But I guess every minute of every day. Yeah. So I guess
invested in each other that you sort of become that close.
Yeah.
But yeah, he looked like he was going to cry. And of course, they sent Phoebe home, which we kind of knew was going
to
happen.
We made that call. We said Phoebe's the next to go. And you know what? I don't really feel bad for her.
No.
She made the bed that she had to lie in, and it was what it was. She went and she listened to our girl Cassie,
yep.
which she never should have.
She got played.
She got played. Mm-hmm. She should have picked someone else and said, hey, I don't really, you know, she should have picked a Maurice early.
Yeah.
And I think she could have been with Maurice.
Yeah.
And it would have been Cynthia going home.
Yeah. So and Cynthia seems a lot more boring, doesn't she?
So. And, yeah, and they gave them 30 minutes to say goodbye. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's like awkward. Don't you just want to say bye, get your suitcase and go? Like you hang around like, okay, I'm still leaving.
Well, I guess as a content side, it gives you a little, like it gives you another version of like what's going on. You now have the person that's getting voted out crying or being resentful to whoever has voted them out.
Yes. And I guess they need to pack up their stuff too. So if that's
yeah.
you know, 30 minutes to pack up your stuff and then get going.
It's not like The Bachelor where they make them all pack their bags yes. each individual time. It's like
and then go.
30 yep. minutes. Mm-hmm. Pack your stuff up.
So
that's who's gone. They're gone. Mm-hmm. And now tonight they are going to play a game of like truths or I see them riding a bicycle and they have to honk the horn.
Oh, I remember that. That's what they did last year actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a game. Okay.
So that's the game tonight and from what I've seen so far, there is a little bit of a letdown from Adam about not wanting to go to church with Cartier.
Oh no, don't tell me.
She said, will you go to church, or someone asked, will you go to church with Cartier on Sundays?
I mean, I guess it's nice for them being in the house and they're getting along and everything, but at the end of the day, can you see her taking him home to her mum in the church?
I don't know. I don't know, especially I don't know how he's tatted up as well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. No offence, everyone's got tats or whatever, but
these days,
in a church.
These days there's a lot of those churches where they sing and they dance and it's very much modern age anyway. True. And she kind of comes off like she might be one of those girls.
Yeah.
So
I can't believe she seems quite mature for a 19-year-old though.
Yeah. Mm. Well, so that's one of the issues that I saw arise. And then there's also one between Owen and Jessica.
Yes.
I don't think they told us what the question was, though. Mm-hmm. Just the reaction.
Good. Like, I'm all for breaking them up now.
You're like, Owen and Jessica are done.
Yes.
So we'll have to check in next week once they've done this, once, you know, we've got the recoupling and everyone will start to kind of like figure out if they are a couple. I'm interested to see if Maurice and Cynthia make out.
Yes, because I kind of feel like they're not that keen on each other. They're just coupling up. Oh, gosh, we're safe.
Yes.
We're safe for another day.
Well, we'll see if they are safe and we'll check back in with you Monday on Podchat. Yeah. Find out what's going on in Love Island, Australia.